musical sound montage as a way of getting you in the proper state of mind for the weekend, and we'll do that this week. It's incredible out there. Enjoy this throat singing for a moment. Cue something up here.
Buildings.
Oh, people were ducking and diving for cover. I wish I could have been there.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower. TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, there's one terrible pilot.
We must stop these terrorist killers. Now watch this drive.
Sigue pobre, man, we trying to eat. Quiero todo lo que tiene, it belongs to me. great insight and wisdom. So it is, again, with a heavy heart that I see Bob rendering public service to the people of this country for...
Presidente, busco los republicanos sin miembros del gabinete. Pistola en la mano, que este mundo se respete. Estoy picado, lloro, terrible Bobby. Yo soy MC, activista y también b-boy. Soldado de la esquina que está harto del sistema. Yo mato con mi rima, mis estrofas son problema. ¿Para qué miráis, guacho? No está el pueblo, guacho. Porque junto hay que darle un coscacho, guacho. A los fachos, a los bajos, to the punk police. A la CIA, a la DINA, man, al FBI. A los gringos, a los cuicos, son todos galletas. Son gallinas, están corriendo porque tengo la escopeta. El poder del fusil, la conciencia del mil. Esto es autodefensa, hay que sobrevivir, yeah. Escucha mi pistola, man, escúchala cantar. Escucha el sonido de la libertad. Yo pistola go, es más pistola go. Junto a la pistola go. Escucha mi pistola, man, escúchala cantar. Escucha el sonido de la libertad. De la esquina, una historia exclusiva de mi perspectiva. La violencia en las calles no es culpa del hip hop, porque antes del hip hop la violencia existió. El inicio del país más rico del mundo está basado en la violencia como forma de abuso. Los esclavos fueron robados, trasladados para acá, luego posados y vendidos para trabajar. Esclavitud en el sur, la plantación de algodón. Existe lo mismo todavía, los proyectos del Bronx en Luisiana. El huracán lo mató, pero como siempre el gobierno se olvidó. ¿Y por qué me tratarán como un animal? Encerrado en la cárcel como en una jaula. En la escuela hay policía, detectores de metal. Y los jóvenes pensando que esto es lo normal. Escucha mi pistola, man, escúchala cantar. Escucha el sonido de la libertad. Tu pistola go, es más pistola go. Junto a la pistola go. Escucha mi pistola, man, escúchala cantar. Escucha el sonido de la libertad. No tenerle miedo de no pensar en ti, piensa en tu pueblo. Compañero, rapero, pandillero social, callejero organizado, tiempo de despertar. Despierta el hombre nuevo en la forma de rock stars. Yo pistola go boom y mi pistola go blah. Wanna buy libros en vez de un kilo. En Francia queman autos y nosotros tranquilos. Pelea con los nazis, se defiende a little. El mundo no está bien, que lo que pasa, corillo. Relajado y conforme nos mantienen controlados. Marihuana y alcohol los mantienen volados. El ejército del pueblo, la montaña en la ciudad. Y el acto del patriota no quiere callar. Mi pistola verdadera, loco, es la verdad. Yo la cargo por defensa, man, me quieren matar. Escucha mi pistola, man, escúchala cantar. Escucha el sonido de la libertad. Yo pistola go, es más pistola go. Junto a la pistola go. Escucha mi pistola, man, escúchala cantar. Escucha el sonido de la libertad.
Sounded like totalitarianism to me, but I didn't say anything.
Boring. Let's watch something else.
I nominate for president
Lord Albert Gore.
Hear, hear.
I nominate for president
your humble servant George W. Bush.
Hear, hear.
You gotta be kidding.
From this point forward, you can consider next week's election a two-man race.
Is life too f-ing weird or what?
I never want to impose my religion on anybody else. But Iraq.
When he stopped, no one said anything.
I'm getting older, so you're going to have to repeat the second part of your question.
Do you believe homosexuality?
George frowned in an effort to retrieve his status.
Gosh, I don't think I ever said on...
Oh, shut up.
Lord Albert Gore came before him, smirking.
You're lost. You're finished. You're gone.
He speaks English a lot better than I do.
You're a silly little boy, said Lord Albert Gore contemptuously. George stopped and looked up.
And, you know...
Don't you agree, said Lord Gore?
Agree to...
dumb. George was muttering and about to cry. Then the supreme sting, the casual, bitter word. There isn't a tribe for you anymore. You pathetic, beaten crackers, said Lord Gore.
George W. Bush proven he understands the issues to you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Later, just 5 days before the election.
Win-win.
You're not afraid of the job, are you?
The parts of my personality weren't exactly what you'd call presidential.
His hair all askew, his jug ears sticking out like mug handles. Boy Wonder, curl his upper lip.
I gotta pretend I like little Bernie.
You mind if I call you Dick?
I don't know why people say that.
That you don't seem elated.
The truth is, I don't want to run. He spread his arms, palms up as in supplication.
I didn't sign up for this,
said George obliquely.
Val was sick and tired of all this f***ing obliqueness.
But now I've got all this pressure.
The governor of Texas gazed expectantly at the governor of Florida.
There is a real problem.
His tone changed again from coy to conspiratorial.
And if we don't act today,
he insisted that he needed my help.
Surely there are ways we can work together.
And a thing suddenly became very, very clear.
In order to create enough chaos.
The son of a bitch was trying to recruit me.
And confusion.
But no matter what you call it.
And doubt of the government.
I didn't go through it willingly.
This is ironic, isn't it?
Hey.
You know what?
You ass. George frowned.
Calling you down, man. I mean, there you are.
I watched as his face took on a wild-eyed expression that was indescribably frightening.
George glanced around quickly, then leaned close. You let me carry the con.
What?
I gave him a what the f*** look.
Pardon, Junior Ranger?
But then...
Whoa.
Jeb. Poppy blocked his path.
What the f***?
I made the agonizing decision to sell my boy, Jeb, out.
What the f***?
Governor of Florida failed to mask his disbelief at his stepfather's whiny beseechment.
How the f***? If you were any kind of a man, you'd take it.
But I didn't give a f***. Hey, expletive deleted.
He thinks George Bush will stay out of the sewer. He doesn't know George Bush.
I don't know why people say that.
But he was absolutely right, of course.
Oh, yeah.
George is greedy and he's corrupt. Must say win-win situation.
Gosh, okay.
Gonna fix their wagon good. Are there any questions?
That's an interesting question. Answer
it
to
can be done.
Great.
Question. But it had to be a real stealth operation without anybody being the wiser.
Look, I agree. I think you're probably going to have to pay attention to my speech coming up here if we want to succeed.
Jib shook his head.
It's going to take me a few hours. But I knew what had to be done.
Close.
We have a winner!
What did you expect? Lord Albert Gore, the chief.
George lost that election by just a few votes. George muttered through clenched teeth.
It doesn't mean that we're losing.
What?
You're not president.
Gosh, I don't think I ever said that.
No, you're not, Barr.
You just don't get into the White House. Millions of people have to vote for you.
George thought in his mind for words to convey his passionate willingness to carry the conch against all odds.
Just so long as I'm the dictator.
What did you mean by that?
I don't know.
There was something funny about the whole business.
I can't explain it, but I think that something's going to happen.
Telling the truth, and I've got to kick that guy.
What can he do more than he has?
Good point.
George was waiting for something.
All right. Let him babble on.
But it went on quite a while.
Laughing with triumphant pleasure, Lord Hell Gore hung in space before him. Well then, said Lord Gore, you'd better run off and play with the others.
Are you deaf or what? I never do a thing but wave at me, George.
Hey, what the hell?
Jib advanced upon them,
as one wielding a nameless authority.
Hi, brother.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The two Bush boys faced each other.
I gave him a raised thumb. He saluted me with his middle finger and mouth.
Boy!
George stood up, scowling in the gloom, and held out his hand.
George stage whispered,
"Yes, hole in one!"
George grinned.
You are a dumbass.
What?
He looked angrily over at me, and he tossed me the bird again.
Jib glared at George.
I opened the aluminum suitcase.
George licked his lips.
Then?
And the conch lay within.
Check it out!
Gold light flashed on the delicate curve like a star.
It's come, Gus.
George, it's real.
Hey,
I said by the way of a wake-up call.
Jib pushed the conch quickly into George's flushed and trembling hands, as though in a hurry to be rid of it.
Mission accomplished.
George took the conch.
I feel lightheaded. Whew!
And the conch lay in George's hands, fragile and white.
I've got the conch,
said George wetly.
The nation gasped.
I got the conch, George's voice thrilled.
The exact opposite effect Gore planned.
George turned to Jib.
Tears were streaming down his face.
I got the conch. Turned to Jib.
There was absolutely no question about that.
Unwillingly, Jib turned away from the awful sight.
I can't help it.
George's got the conch.
Me.
You could be president if your daddy was first. If your brother the governor had the power to coerce. It's absurd, but he could change lots of certain votes for her. For what it's worth, that democratic election could be yours. Blinded by the right, it's the beginning of the end now. Big brother is your friend. Blinded by the right.
I got the conch, said George indignantly, and wiped the tears from his eyes. George held up the conch, and the booing sagged a little.
In the uproar that followed, this was one of the loudest voices.
No! No way!
Lord Hell Gord leapt to his feet, open mouthed.
Are you out of your mind?
The man's face showed that he realized he'd been screwed with.
Come on!
Gord's temper blazed out. The rules, shouted Lord Gord. You're breaking the rules.
Oh, who gives a frog's feelings?
Look, I was chosen. You came sneaking up like a thief.
You voted for me for chief.
You played a dirty trick.
It's an old trick.
Thief, thief.
I got the conch.
George gave a wild whoop. But once the platform was full of noise and excitement, scrambling, screams and laughter.
I wanted to be the president of America like my daddy. He's a mean son of a bitch, he's the Big Mac baddie. So he got me an election that he took from Al Gore. Cause the boys, he don't know a damn thing about war. Cause I'm George Bush Jr., I can do it like...
His election was a giant step away from evolution.
I'm very pleased, I replied evenly.
The world, that understandable and lawful world, was slipping away.
Segue to the present.
Yeah.
Jack Lord. George immovable on the soft soil.
In the nightmare, it was his wife and not the kidnapper wielding the shock collar remote control.
You are a bastard.
Diabolically pushing the buttons. An hour later came another dream.
Ooh, another flashback.
Imagine for a moment that someone had sat you down on September 10th. Behind our president's veil of ignorance, our summits would have turned.
At a gaudy White House reception, he proclaimed...
George knelt on all fours and was sick till his stomach was empty.
The nausea had plagued President Bush all evening.
Did you tell him about Osama?
What?
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States.
Oh, no, 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 no. We started drinking.
Yeah, we're, conscious of, folks flying.
George spat on the floor disgustedly.
Answers, bring them on.
And if there are warning signs on the horizon, we need to pay attention to them.
Or look the other way.
And we need to act in a positive way to make sure that our economy continues to grow so people will be able to find high-paying, high-quality jobs.
Wait a minute.
They looked at one another, amazed.
Wait a minute.
We ought to have a meeting.
The other members of the crew are here as well.
To ask the questions who and what and where. And particularly, why September 11th?
Why not?
Yes.
I didn't bother asking how or where or what the
Let's see here.
George saw his opportunity.
Is there a opportunity
to wage a perpetual war against Iraq?
In spite of laws on the books that may discourage that.
Couldn't agree more.
Jesus Christ. George said reverently. His eyes were full of wonder. This thing they had never really believed in was coming true. I bet we could swing her.
Well, how do you know that?
We.
President Dumbass had to know, since he was one of the folks placing the targeting devices.
My job is to, like, think beyond the immediate.
That I had a pretty good idea what he'd been planning.
Gosh, I don't think I ever said
it was my opinion that the president had planned to allow a brief but violent wave of domestic terrorism, then crack down hard on the perpetrators.
Again.
It was my opinion that some misguided assistant asshole in the White House had probably figured if the president's ratings had jumped 30 points after Oklahoma City, they jumped 50 points after half a dozen or so similar incidents.
George stiffened, and a scowl came on his face.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that.
What the f***?
He glared at Jib.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Got him to help pull your ass out of the fire in Florida in 2000.
George's father was kind enough not to bring it up more than once or twice a day.
George glowered. That's right. Favor Jib, as you always do, said George in a hurt voice.
What's the problem? I opened the aluminum suitcases. Inside each was a battery-operated laser targeting device.
Vital weapons of mass production.
The satellite data would be fed to G. Gordon Liddy, who'd come and flatten the building.
We just hit that button, and bam! I think.
The sequence was KISS. It goes kaboom, the office, maybe the whole building goes bye-bye.
Because it's full of Americans.
He really's going to put on a spectacular show.
Thank you.
where the people pray. The materials just washed away. They could have used rocks, rocks don't bend or bow. But quite frankly, they had too many enemies of stone in the Empire. Forest cats make a killing. Heathens bow down to the siren. An emergency for bread and cheese. The earth shall inherit the meek. When Canada puts up a fence, cause the medicine's so cheap. America's asleep. Stainless steel and wrought iron. That wall of China is so great. I built a bridge over a hymen. It goes up to the sky. Mother Mary is crying. My fair lady, don't cry. It's gonna be alright. Cause I'm alive and kicking. Tea party in Boston. The London Bridge is falling.
We wanted to see all this happen. We had to be careful not to upset the process just as it began.
We spent a lot of time considering the new course.
He was right about one thing. It would turn America inside out.
Win-win.
George half closed his eyes.
He sat still, assimilating the possibilities of irresponsible authority.
Oklahoma City was nothing. Nothing compared to what's going to happen soon.
And headed our way.
They all sat still. All bemused by the beauty of the thing, each mind was popped into the future when this lovely thing should come about.
Mahmoud smiled and said something to Ibrahim.
You know, the boy here makes an excellent Manhattan.
Excellent. It's all falling into place.
All right!
George grinned suddenly.
I got a score to settle on this place!
More evident than on September 11th in New York.
September the 11th, 2001. On that day,
here I am.
Up there were great bulging towers that sprouted away over the island.
Huge structures.
Certainly no one could attack him here.
If they knew who he was, they'd literally skin him alive.
Gosh, okay.
And moreover, he felt secure and clever.
See, there's the church.
Double tower rock.
And there's the steeple.
Double wall of branches.
Surely knew that it was a trap, yeah. Yet my hands, they would not listen, no. Yes, I should have known your word was crap, yeah. Coming out all sweet and dripping.
This day promised, like the others, to be a sun bath under a blue dome.
Look at all the faces.
George shook his head and looked down at them.
You see, they're all happy and wiggling. Where could I go? Yes, but to the Lord. I've been to your house and seen what you adore. I left this still, yeah, stiff as a board. Where could I go? Yeah, but to the Lord. He's my heaven. Who can say I'm on the
No, it's just a mirror.
Mr. President, tear down this wall. It's obvious, well, it's madness. Freely given to you, folks with gladness. I will not live and die, no, not by the sword. I am weak without the joy of the Lord.
What are the magic numbers? That's right!
They cool.
And now he was nervous about losing his cool.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Let's bend our knees like we know we should. We can't see clearly, our eyes are made of wood. Taste and see, boy, that the Lord is good.
voice whispered horribly outside.
I got three words for you, baby. 911.
What?
The bright morning was full of threats.
Something boomed up on the red rock, and then the earth jumped and began to shake, while the noises steadily increased. At the top of the cliff, vanished Jesus
f***ing hell,
and you'd see figures and blue sky.
Look at all the paint!
Folks flying, people flying.
Then you could watch the whole ground turn red. Jolted, and the air was full of noise and terror. There was a rushing sound in the air, and the top of the thicket was cusped as with a gigantic hand. A spasm of terror set him shaking, and he cried aloud.
God bless him!
There was a deep grumbling noise.
Yeah.
The first building was warped out of the perpendicular. There were flames coming out of it, and the thing bulged. And the whole man toppled over with a roar, humping and smashing, while a shower of broken twigs and leaves fell on him.
Huh?
The other towers was in ruins.
Imagine the debris and...
But George's towers still stood, though battered.
Yes! Victory, Swig!
His face was dark with the violent pleasure of making this stupendous noise. The patch of blue sky overhead turned to the color of a storm cloud.
The smoke obscures everything.
I can't see because I can't hear. I can't hear because I can't see.
George shaded his eyes with both hands and peered at the smoke climbing into the sky.
White with foam.
And he stifled a cough.
It comes into his lungs, acrid and burning his eyes.
And then the smoke billowed round him.
Gallantly streaming.
The dust and smoke swirl in the air. George, more of a devil now than ever, was lost behind the smoke only to reappear looming.
His voice rose under the black smoke. Before the burning wreckage of the island,
ramparts, red glare.
The sky was black, and the heat hit him.
Muy caliente.
The enormity of the awful sight gave the desperate enterprise the kind of dentist's chair unreality.
Hey.
The sound behind him made him turn.
Hey, what?
You ass.
Suddenly, the ship came.
Hey, boy.
George crouched instinctively.
Travis.
We'll be right back.
People think I'm Bill Cosby, but...
When you convince me no other
but, I'm really tooth decayed.
Like humming, crackling, biblical, near-death experience.
Jib looked at George contemptuously.
So,
shit happened.
Hey.
George crouched, cowering against the wall.
Breathing heavy and fast, George says,
"When they just fell into your trap."
George sniveled.
"Go to hell."
Jib regarded George like one who knows all the answers and went to tell.
Okay.
And George and stood up, holding out his hand. "Look, this conch is almost too heavy."
"Where's the fuck? Let's pack that."
Jib looked at my conch, open mouthed.
I turned away from George so he couldn't see the moisture beginning to form in the corners of my eyes. I took a deep breath, faced the horizon.
"Jib, you talk to me directly like a man."
I turned back to George. "Like I said before, this one's personal."
"You know, people know we're close."
But before he could do anything, I moved fast.
"Joint!"
And yanked the thinker away from him.
"What?"
George looked at the conch and Jib, and...
Walter's expression told me that he knew we'd gone all the way to FUBAR. I reached into my pocket and extracted a detonator. And I guess you're about to blow wide open.
George's voice grew soft and persuasive.
Yeah!
house nuts, crap-eating turds, rip-shit, brains, little piece of crap.
I don't know why people say that.
With my left hand, I release the arming device.
This is my war. I will not renegotiate this.
You think it's just a threat, don't you?
Yeah.
But I will do it.
It was at that point in what remained of his life that Boy Wonder realized what I was doing.
Is that it? Is that how it is?
See you in hell. I smiled at him as I pressed the button.
George Lynch.
George was flying at an invisible shotgun.
Yeah.
me twice and
fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Yeah, right.
There was another noise to attend to now, a deep, grumbling noise. An instant later, the noise was on them like the blow of a gigantic drum. George flinched again.
See, there it goes again. Why is my building groaning and quaking?
George looked up in quiet terror.
What?
He knew he had heard it before somewhere, but had no time to remember.
And then all of a sudden, I was kicked in the balls by the biggest meal I ever felt.
George snatched the conch out of Jib's hands.
I smiled at him as I pressed the button.
Then, with no time for eating drunk,
Iraqi regime will disarm itself, or the
smothering finality.
Iraqi regime, or the red
please
regime,
stand.
Iraqi regime will disarm itself. Iraqi regime.
Utterly
out of control.
United States.
Thank you all. Let me tell you something. Terror. Terrorists. Terror. Terrorists. Love somebody like you'd like to be loved yourself. Ties to terrorists.
Cold-blooded killers.
Protect us.
Every ounce of our power.
Every weapon.
Protect us.
Terrorists.
Do your duty.
Strong.
See, we saw
terrorists.
Protect us.
Dizzy Gillespie on the horn. 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 Dizzy Gillespie on the horn.
We do expect Saddam Hussein to get rid of his cheeseburgers, and that's what we expect.
Terrorists.
All right, let's go get some coffee.
ties to terrorists.
Protect us.
Mass murder on a massive scale.
Protect us.
And I'm not going to forget that lesson, James Brown.
Protect us.
As Stevie Wonder would say, without the least bit of hesitation.
Military force is always necessary to keep peace.
Probably wasn't supposed to say that.
Terror.
The ideologies of violence and terror.
And that was some music from Health from the album called Love Pump United. And we heard the tune Triceratops. And before that, GWB and the Lunatics have taken over the asylum. We heard a number of excerpts from Bob Slacktime Funhouse Katrina Extravaganza number 16. And we're going to hear some more in the next hour. Interspersed songs there, No Means No, I See a Mansion in the Sky from the 2007 release All Roads Lead to Ausfahrt, Flipper with a live version of Sex Bomb, The Melvins did Inhumanity and Death from 2010's The Bride Screamed Murder from last year, Sage Francis with London Bridges from his album Life. From, I think, last year, maybe 2009. Triclops on Alternative Tentacles did Freedom Tickler from the Out of Africa album. A couple from Rebel Diaz, including My Dust from the Otro Guerrero album. And yeah, lots of Bob Slacktime Funhouse, GWB. We're going to continue with the 40 Acres and a Clone Mule 9/11 commemoration show right here on
Netflix.
40 Acres and a Clone Mule. And then more madness.